Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. With President's Day behind us, the next national holiday won't come until May 25th, Memorial Day. On this episode of That's History, let's extend belated holiday greetings to Jonathan Zimmerman, history professor at New York University. Happy President's Day, John.
Well, it's not President's Day, Dave.
What?
That's right. There's no federal holiday called President's Day. It's called Washington's Birthday. However, states are allowed to name it and to celebrate it in whatever way they'd like. And so 24 states do officially celebrate President's Day. But there is no federal President's Day. It's still called Washington's Birthday.
Gosh, if there's no consensus on its name, now let's run a spell check on how to spell it.
Yeah, no consensus on that either. I think the grammatically correct spelling is S and then apostrophe. And that's what you see in most places. But then you'll also just see President S without an apostrophe, or occasionally President T apostrophe S, like one President's Day. So we don't even have a consensus on how to spell the day.
So it's not President T for Teddy Roosevelt.
No, it's not.
It's for Washington. When did it start?
Washington's birthday started actually during the Revolutionary War. At Valley Forge, in that winter of 1777 to 78, when everyone's holed up there, we think that officers marked February 22nd with toasts and celebrations in honor of General Washington. Then when Washington ascends to the presidency in 1789, after that, it becomes a major national holiday, really only rivaling July 4th. It's a new nation, and it's important for the new nation to have rituals that bind it together. And one way of thinking about Washington's birthday was it was the other July 4th. It's pretty much at the other side of the calendar. So in the summer, you celebrate the nation on Independence Day, and in the winter, you celebrate the nation on Washington's birthday.
So when did it expand beyond George Washington's birthday?
Well, that happened after the Civil War with the creation of a new national martyr and hero, of course, Abraham Lincoln, who was born on February 12th. And after the Civil War, some people in the North start to push for another federal holiday on February 12th. But the South, of course, objects to that because in the South, they would rather celebrate January 19th, which was the birthday of Robert E. Lee. So there's really no consensus, no federal consensus on celebrating Lincoln. But again, states and localities do. And so across the country, especially in the West, where Lincoln was especially lionized because he was from what at that time was the West, you see lots of states and localities having a Lincoln's birthday, but it was never officially a federal holiday.
Then came along Mount Rushmore, and now there are any number of presidents who you could include in that fold.
Indeed. And that's because in the 1950s and 1960s, really, the kind of patriotic passion that used to mark Washington's birthday, and indeed I would say Lincoln's birthday, really starts to decline. And what you see is campaigns by travel associations and also retailers and commercial organizations to move this federal holiday to a Monday. Washington was born on February 22nd, but starting in 1968, Lyndon Johnson signed an act to make the third Monday in February, quote, Washington's birthday. And if you think about the timing of it, of course, Washington's birthday is never going to be on the third Monday of February because he was born on the 22nd. And this was really in reply to pressure from business communities. Travel associations thought that it would promote vacationing, and retailers thought that it would make for a shopping weekend, and that's essentially what it's become.
They thought right.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
true, I suppose, of all the holidays on a Monday.
Well, indeed. That same act of 1968, interestingly, it made Memorial Day, Columbus Day, and Veterans Day all into Monday holidays. But later, Veterans Day was moved back to November 11th because the veterans themselves didn't like the idea of moving it away from what had historically been Armistice Day. So whereas today we celebrate President's Day, Memorial Day, Columbus Day on a Monday, we actually changed the law to move Veterans Day back to November 11th.
To the extent that I know you and your role as a historian, I have a hunch you bemoan the extent to which commerce has diluted the original intent of this and all of those holidays.
Yeah, you know, I do. I mean, if you read about the original Washington and then Lincoln celebrations, you see that people walked around cities carrying banners showing Washington and Lincoln above the clouds with captions like, Washington made, Lincoln saved. sometimes they would be arm in arm, and Washington would be holding the Constitution and Lincoln the Emancipation Proclamation. Even if you look into the early 20th century, you look at what African-American organizations did on Lincoln's birthday. They made a very big deal of Lincoln's birthday because, of course, Lincoln was the great emancipator. And what they did was they tried to tie their campaign for civil rights to the Lincoln birthday. So these events were highly patriotic and politicized. Americans of every different walk of life and, indeed, different political parties and impulses could celebrate on that day as a way of trying to read themselves into the national story. And it seems to me that that's the dimension that we've really lost.
But, Jonathan, in the modern day, there are still depictions of presidents amid the clouds. They're just storm clouds.
Exactly. Or they're advertisements for furniture or electronics or cars. And if you think about the sacred way, really, that Lincoln and Washington were depicted in prior eras, there is something rather profane about that, about connecting them almost exclusively to commerce. But I think that's really what the holidays become.
I'd love to learn more, but looking at the clock, I got to cut this short. It's time to go shopping.
Indeed.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thanks. It was fun.
Jonathan Zimmerman, history professor at New York University, on this episode of That's History.